Dvok, we're up to the end of Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches. Mi'at Hashem, we hope to cover, to complete the Siman tonight. It was a very geshmak Siman, a very negay Siman. Just wasn't enough time to talk about more practical application, but this is Ma'at Mechoyim, the whole Siman. Tonight, Sif Yud Ches, Sif Yud Ches, is somewhat unique, different, I guess, than the rest of the Siman in terms of, it deals with the same dynamics of Akdamas Mois in different fashions, something that we, as a layman, we got used to in corporate America. We wouldn't even think twice about it, and that is insurance. We're going to talk tonight about different forms of insurance, and Yud Ches and Yud Ches are both different ways to have an insurance policy, whether it's insurance policy and shipping insurance policy, if something gets ruined to the cargo, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, annuities, pensions, you name it. And even we'll discuss even maybe a lottery to boot. Okay, let's start and we'll see how it plays itself out. Sakta Makab Sif Yud Ches. Glahavois Dina Zahav Hashav Achof Dinorim Alachrayes Fina Hahayaleches Me'eveliyam Vishitin Loy Beshuva Achof Dala Dinorim is also. If I would pretend I am an insurance company. The way I work it is backwards. The way we don't do this today, but it's the inverted way we do it today. But if I, as an insurance company, will give you the $20 or whatever, you're afraid that you have a chrayis on the sfina, $100 on the sfina, whatever it is. In this case, it happens to be chav dinarim. I'll give you the chav dinarim right now. Now you can import the schoira from Venezuela, whatever it is, the line. If anything goes wrong with on the Svina, it means you lose the 20 dinarim of goods on the Svina sinks, keep the 20 dinarim. So you were paid up front, insurance policy. But if everything worked out fine and you don't deserve this insurance, because the payout, that is, you don't deserve this payout of insurance because everything worked out, so then you got to give me back that, those chav dinarim, but really you have to give me back chav dala. I'm then to make money too. So it means $4 will be like a premium that you have to pay for the insurance policy, and the chav dinarim come back to me because nothing happened. I mean, let's just play it out. You could have done it the fair character way. So let's try to explain maybe one reason why we did it like this. Balabatish, let's say we don't trust the insurance companies, we're afraid that they're going to run away with our money and they're never going to cover, so we want to make sure that we're secure, so we tell them to make their payout first, give it to us, and then if everything is fine, we'll give you back the payout plus a premium, or if it goes under, at least I got my payout already. Now the Makaba, I'm just making it more drastic and more, the Makaba doesn't say that. Makaba just says that I gave you the chav dinarim and you gave me the chav dala back. We didn't break it down that the chav is for the chav for the insurance and the four is for the premium. It's in one lump sum. I give you chav now, and when the svina arrives, that's when you have to give me chav dala. Should the svina not arrive, you don't have to give me back anything. And that the Mechaba says that it's also. Both these halachas, Sif Yud Ches and Sif Yud Ches, are both from the Rivash, two different ways of doing insurance. But this halacha, this case, is awesome. Now, the Ramah continues. We're going to have to get back to the Mechaba, but you know what? Maybe I should do the Mechaba already now then. The Ramah has a slightly different case. It's really maybe not on the Mechaba. So let me talk about the Mechaba now. The Mechaba thought, or at least the Havamina, the Tzad to say that this should be Mutah, is that since the Noisein was Makabal Achrayis, that should something happen, in this case, should the Sfina go under, he doesn't have to be paid back at all. That was the Noisein, the Malvah's Achrayis. So it's as if the Malvah gave money with Achrayis attached to the money. Let's try to see this. It's as if there's Achrayis attached to the money that's still on the Malvah. A typical halva is I give you money, now you could spend this money. Whether or not you use the money yet, the money is already yours, and you have complete achrayis on the money, and should the money get lost tomorrow or blow up, you still owe me the money. So normal halva, by its very nature, means that the achrayis is on the loiva. In this case, the malva kept a degree of achrayis on himself. It means he removed it from the loiva. Normally it should have been on the loiva, but he said that if the svina goes under, if there's going to be an oinus on the svina, I maintain the achrayis, and therefore you won't have to pay me back. So since this is not like a typical halva, because the achrayis is still on the malva, maybe that should make it mutah. The reverse said that case will maybe lower it down a notch and make it only also midrabbanan, and avagribas, that's not going to make it mutah. And mitzad, insurance, that it says how to do it, and we'll wait for Sifya test how to do the insurance. But I would like to focus on the other nekuda of the Rivash, and that is that this, to be makabel achrayis, that the malva maintains achrayis, that's not going to be a heter to lend money. Now, the Mechaber doesn't tell you what type of achrayis. Pashas achrayis is all achrayis. If the Sfina gets, if something happens and it hits an iceberg and it sinks, or if pirates come and steal the goods. Avdafka, the Sfina is going to go under. It could be Gneva, Aveda, if for some reason the goods fall off the boat. It could be, that's Aveda. It could be anything. Any type of problem here. All achrayis, the Nesin, the Mava will retain, and Ava Pekin, it's awesome. Yes. Yeah, the Aris Machtas issue here that the Rivash discusses and the Shilam Machlik is in Reish Zayin, just to address it very simply, oversimplifying it, is that Asmachta, according to some Shitas, doesn't apply when the event, the Oinis, the Knas, whatever it is totally out of control of both parties. So here, whether the Sfin is going to go under or get Nenas or whatever it is or not, has nothing to do with the Malv and the Loiv, and therefore, in that case, Asmacht is Kanya, according to some Rishonim. So let's go with those Rishonim, the Rivash, Smaklek, Zadvas, whatever, you can look in Pesach Tshuva discusses examples. But good, let's assume that this is the case, that Asmacht would be Kanya in such a case, that the Mechaber says is still Asa, although it's only Asa Midrabonim. Now, we have a halacha later on in Kufayin Vav, which the Elam didn't learn yet, but over there, at the beginning of Kufayin Vav, the Ramah is matir, I could lend you money and tell you, it's a major chiddush, major heta, it's not muskim, but I could lend you money and tell you that the achrayis on this money is mine. If something happens to this money, it's my headache. If you want to spend it, and before you spend it, it gets lost, or it's nenas, it's my achrayis. You don't have to pay me back at all. And there the Ramah brings down from a Trumas Adashin that that's Mutter. If the Noisein, the Malva, keeps the entire Achrayis, not just Achrayis of Oinsen, but even Achrayis of Gneva of Aveda, that makes it Ois Hava, that's a regular Schiris or whatever, however you want to be Medame, but it's not Hava. And what is not Hava, it's completely Mutter. That's the Ramah. And the Darki Moshe over there, or maybe in Kofayin Zayin, points out that these two halachas are mutually exclusive. You can't have our Rivash and have the Trumas Adashin at the same time, because in our Rivash, it seems that even though the Noisein kept a degree of Achrayis on him, kept Achrayis of Einzin, or, well, let's say Pashas, the Drakim Mishalim, kept all Achrayis on him, nevertheless, it's also, so Zayin only also with the Rabbanim, but it's still also. And over there, in the Trumas Hadeshin's case, it says that if the Malva keeps both sets of Achrayis, like Neva Aveda, like Einzin, then it's Mutter. If he only accepts one of the two, then Avada is Asa. If he only accepts Einzin, or he only accepts Neva Aveda, that will be Asa. But if he accepts both, there it's Mutter, and over here the Mechaber says it's Asa. So the Dr. Moshe points out to Stira.
$4 more.
Sorry?
It's Mutter to take another $4.
Correct. It's Mutter because it's like a rental payment. I'm giving you the money. It's my, if I give you a pakad, I could rent you my car. I'm like sort of renting you my money. I keep total achrayis. You have to pay me just a rental fee, the $4, whatever it is. But the money still is like mine because I maintain achrayis, so that's going to be mutter. Sorry?
Is it renting money also?
Okay, so that's the halakha. Kufa involves talks about renting money is also. And over there, that's what the Ramah is saying, that the whole is a renting money is only if the Noisein doesn't take achrayis. But if the Noisein has all the achrayis, on himself, if the Malva retains that achrayis, then its mutter is not considered like a halva.
He only takes achrayis until the person's
finished. Okay, so that's... We should wait for Kufa involved about that. It's a good halva. Pashtus, he's going to have to take achrayis throughout. You have to know how that achrayis is mugdar. But let's go with, I believe it's a Tosfos HaRosh that says that he takes on achrayis that should the Mekabel lose this money, or let's say he buys now a table with it and loses the table, or loses all his assets, actually. His whole lock, stock, and barrel, he has no assets to pay back. He becomes an oni, he doesn't have to pay back the loan.
In this case on the air, he put the $20 in the escrow.
Oh, no, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He didn't put $20 in. He lent him the $20 up front. He had the recipient, the loiv, had a right to use the money right now. If it wouldn't be our vote, we wouldn't have a problem with rivers.
So, and if he gave the guy the money, would he say, I'm giving you...
But if you can't spend it, then it's a bekadin. But he gave him, our case was, he gave him the $20 up front, he could spend the money.
What's the difference between this and an investor?
Our case, and you Chassid Yechez, no, that's not giving you the $20, and I'm telling you that if the, that this is your guarantee, your security, that if your goods and your Svina go, you're not buying the goods. I don't want the goods. I'm giving you the $20, and now you're comfortable. You're afraid you have $20 worth of goods, 20 dinarim worth of goods on the boat, and you're afraid that the boat might go under. You can't, that's not the business you're in. You can't absorb such a loss or such a risk. So therefore, I do that. That's my company. I take on risk. I'm an insurance company, and I'll give you the $20 up front, and like this, you're secure. But if everything goes well, you have to pay me back 24. So the question is, how come over here when you're Mekabel HaKrayis, is it Austin over there? It's Mutter. This is the million-dollar question.
Over there, isn't the Krayis on the money itself over here?
Okay, very good. Very good. It's one tariz. Okay. Let me just go in order. We'll go through a bunch of tariz, and then if Dalem has any more tariz, we'll take them too. The first tariz is the Shach on Kuf Ayin Zayin. Very much he likes the Trumas Hadeshin Lahalacha. He holds that the Trumas Hadeshin case of Kuf Ayin Vav is Mutal Lahalacha, that you could, as long as the Malva keeps Achai, Sai Gneva, Vaveda, Sai Yoinsin, it's Mutal. And he says, Al-Kalkun, and you have to say that our case is talking about that you only kept Achai's of Yoinsin. Means he was only, the deal was that if the ship gets shipwrecked or whatever, gets sunk, that's a fine. But if pirates come, or any other Gneva Aveda type of oinus, then it's your headache. I'm only insurance here, I'm insuring oinsim. I'm not insuring Gneva Aveda. That's already not an act of G-D, and therefore I'm not being Makab. Only Makab of Vaked, only oinsim Goma. That's the Shach's. Gneva Aveda is a degree of oinsim, and it's not the same as oinsim Gemurim. And I'm not. Gneva Aveda is your headache. So, Vivait, you are still a Kreif of a Gneva Aveda. So then it's going to look like Ava, and that's also in that Gradin Kofai involved. The Rambam says that if the Loiva has Chiva Chayes, Gneva Aveda, Taka is also. The Het is only if the Malva has both a Chayes Gneva Aveda and a Chayes of Ainsin. So that's the Shach's Eitzah. It's a major Hamata in the Makava. You have to now read it in the Tshuva as well, but it's a major amos in the Makab, and the Kochum is Adam, when he brings it down, he says, no, our case is talking about even if you're Makab l'chai, Sai Gneva v'Aveda, Sai Oinsin, not like the Shach. Second tariff is, which is what the Olam suggested, is that there's a chilik on what the Achrayis was on. What was the Kabbalah Achrayis of the Malva? Over there, the Kabbalah Achrayis was directly on the money that he gave. I gave you a $100 loan, but don't call it a loan. I'm not giving you a loan because you're not achrayi on this $100. I'll keep all achrayis on this loan, on this money that I'm giving you, on this advancement. So I'm keeping all achrayis. So since on this very money, I maintain the achrayis, it can't be considered halva. In our case, the $20 I'm giving you, you're achrayi. If you lose it, it's your headache. If it gets nanas, it's your problem. I'm just pegging against that a different set of achrayis that should the boat go under, then you don't have to pay me back. But if the boat's fine and comes to shore, then you have to pay me back. So in that case, where the achrayis is not under this money, who is really achrayi for this money is the loiva, then that's already a halva, even though kinegedat is a different achrayis on the svina. That's the tferes l'moshe, or kivega brings it down in kufayim vav. And the third teretz is the chavizdat, or tchilik I should say, Tiz Mashmois at the Chavizdat and Kufayin Zayin is Moidah to this Chilak at Teres L'Moshe, but nevertheless over here he says a different Chilak. And he says that it's a Chilak what you say. Do you say, I am lending you money, or do you say, I am renting you money? It's totally on the Lashon. The Teres L'Moshe bavons the Chavizdat. He says, and don't tell me it's totally on the Lashon because that's a Deichek. But the Chavizdat by us says, yes, it's totally on the Lashon. If I rent you money and I keep achrayis, that's fine. But if I lend you money and I keep achrayis, since I told you I'm lending you money, that's already also zazayin also midrabanan. But that's also because you see ahava. He told him that he's lending him money. So it depends on what the lashon you use. So basically, we have three terutz. And one is an akimta that he has taka talking about only achrayis of ointin, but should he have taken achrayis of gneva of aveda as well, the taka would be moto. Second is no, that is also because this is not the achrayis directly on the money. And the third teretz of the Chazaz is also this case is us, even if he takes on Gneva Vaveda, because he used a Lashon Schiris, a Lashon Havah. Mashenkin over there in Kufayin Vav was where he used a Lashon Schiris, that's when it's going to be Mota. Based on this Lamdis, let's bring out Halacha, Lamaisa, things that we do, Tug Teglach in corporate America. The Mashag says, based on this Rivash, that one could argue that when you lend money to a corporation, or if you are mafkid mois in a bank, which is a corporation, Then it's not Asa Midaraisa. It may even be Mutta Midarabanan, but it's Zichin not Asa Midaraisa. Just like you see in the case of Rivosh, where the Noisim was Makabal Achrai, should the cargo and the Svina go, the Loiva doesn't have to pay him back. So too, Zakta Mashag, every time you lend money to the corporation, in English that means that should all the assets of the corporation go under, he doesn't have to pay you back. That it is no personal liability. It is only corporate liability. If you take on personal liability in addition to the corporate liability, it's going to be ismid. Right. We're talking about when there's only corporate liability. So basically, you can't go after the Buddha directives. You can't, who you gonna, there's no one to come and man. The only one you can man is the assets of the company. Should all the assets of the company go under, you have no one to collect. So the assets of the company is like the boat, the assets on the boat, the cargo. And should that company, that boat go under, I can't come and get back my money, so therefore it can't be also midaraita. And he says, I am minkabel even achayta gneva aveda, because if the assets of the company get lost, not only on the noinis gama, but even through gneva aveda, vaita I can't collect from the company. No matter what, if for some reason the company loses money, I'll take even vaita, he doesn't say this, but if even the company loses money, derech pshia, I have no one to come to. There's no liability, there's no checks and balances there. Okay, yeah, if the Enron scandal, maybe there's more the legislation about a greater degree of achrayus.
But a bank you're insured.
Sorry?
But a bank you're insured.
I'm insured by FDIC, and only up to $100,000. We're talking about big money here. But anyway, the insurance here is anyway zaitig. The bank themselves are not achroy to pay me back anything. So therefore, since I took on... In other words, it's the equivalent of taking on the achrayus of Gneva Vaveda anointing, Zot Mashank, it's not Osam Midaraisa. And then he says, let's go through the truth. If you hold like the Teretz of the Shach, that whenever you take on Gneva Vaveda, it's Mutta, even if it's Zaita Achrayus, then it's going to be Mutta, even Lechapchila, it's Mutta, even Midrabana. But if you learn like the Teretz of Moshe, that the Chilak is that over there, it was Zaita Achrayus, Mashankin, Ben Kufan Gimel, Achrayus on the money, that's why it's mutter. Mashenga kufa and gimel zaita achrayus, that's why it's also. So in the bank's case, it's also going to be also because the achrayus you're taking on is not on the money you're depositing, it's on zaita kum money. So in a chanami, then you will be also midrabanan. And so too, like the chavis does, the same thing, that if you're lending, like if you lend the corporation money, that's going to be a problem. When you put money in the bank, they couched it instead of calling it that you're lending the bank money, you're depositing the bank money. That was a nice way to make you think that everything is secure. You're really not depositing the money, you're lending the money. They're not going to keep it in the safe for you. But so I'm willing to say that deposit the same lotion as Alva, so Vait is going to be also Midarabanan. Good, but it like that tells the Chavis Daz. I'm not up to it. 1 second.
Why is not Mekam? Why is the nice Mekam on the money itself too? He is Mekam even more, but on the money itself also. If this money goes to Timian, it's his responsibility. He has responsibility. The bank is not responsible.
No, in fact, let's say, for example, all the assets of the bank go under, but the money that I gave them did not go under. Right? Or Fakir, let's say the money that I gave the bank went under, the dollar, right when I gave it to the teller, right after I gave it, there was an armed robbery, but the bank has a lot of other assets. What's going to be? They're going to still have to pay me back, even though the money that I gave them went poof, right? So that means that my Kabbalah Sakharis wasn't on this specific money, it was just on the assets of the company. So that's Zaitika, that's like our case. You take on Zaitika Akharis, if you take on Zaitika Akharis, then it's going to Chachbi Osam Midarabanan. Not also midraisa, but also midrabanan. So Mashiach comes out, therefore, that it's taka also midrabanan, but it's not also midraisa.
If they go broke altogether, then he loses everything.
Avada. So but I'm saying it's also zaitika Christ. I'm taking on the Christ that if all their assets go under, then even though the chance of all the assets go under is not so shchiyah, good, but be right, there is that chance of losing, so therefore, it's only going to be also midrabanan. As I talk to Mashiach. Ramosha really is not coming from here. Ramosha has his blitz angle. Ramosha holds that he's a Shitas Yochid Bedava, you should know, that he holds that when you have no Titaiche Havo Midaraisa, the whole Mitzis of Havo is that there has to be someone on the other end responsible to pay you back. There has to be some form of shibur aguf. So as the shibur aguf is mugbal, and then you can go into these lamdas of karav liskar and hefset and whatever it is. But vivai, it's set up in a way that milachatchila there is no shibur aguf whatsoever. There is only shibur nechasim. No one owes you to pay. No one has to pay you back, and no one has a mitzvah to pay back a choy. There is no one there that has a chiv to pay you back. There a meishahod that's not a shame halvo whatsoever, and not only is it mutim midaraisa, but he holds it's even mutim midarabanan because b'chai gavna lo gozru chazal. Even though it smells, I called it alvo, and it is alvo, and it's ribbis, and it's like the worst makes it grief. Rav Meisho said that's not alvo b'chal, because to have it ain't alvo, it has to be someone on the other end that cried to pay you back. Levite, there's no one on the other end. Bank of New York doesn't have to pay me back. There's no one person there to pay me back. It's the company. There's no personal liability. So therefore, he said that Lord, it's all shame hava, and therefore it's muta even lechatchila. That sheet is Rav Meisho. But even without Rav Meisho, I'm trying to bring out is even before Rav Meisho, there was already a Marashag who said that this case is only going to be Asma Derabanan, and there are major nafkaminas, because if we already know it's Asma Derabanan, then we can start playing with other tzirufim. It's much easier to play with Suarez and Mexis, and it's much, much easier. And many times we are makel when you lend to corporation money if you have other tzirufim and snifim to get out of this seemingly it's a derabanan. Or perhaps you could also have a snifter and Meisho holds it even mutter. Good, but if even if we don't want to rely on Rav Meisho because he's a shittes yachid, everyone argues with Rav Meisho, but sorry. Okay, good. Rav Scheinberg happened to have a new shita on this whole thing, and Rav Scheinberg will probably tell you, I really not get into it tonight, but he has a shita what a corporation is. Rav Scheinberg will probably tell you that you could even steal from a corporation. He knows that no one owns any money there, and he just says it's not a good idea because you can get caught and chilul Hashem and all that. So you know he'll never tell it to you, Barabim. But if you look through the tshuva that he wrote on his inyanim, you see that he held a corporation is hefka. There's no money. So if I'm lending half, I'm allowed to take money. I'm allowed to do whatever I want to have. Here's a Chaim B'Sheik there. He is certainly a Sheik as Yachid
V'Dava. Legally, it's a fictitious person.
What?
Legally, it's considered a fictitious person.
Correct. They created a Goylem. Them and the Maharam of Prague created a Goylem. But, yeah, but...
He's only meant to put money in the bank, not to have a loan with them.
No, he's talking about putting money in the bank so they owe you back. He said the money you're taking, he owes it, there's nothing. Rav Moshe holds that case is also because there is personal liability. It means if you take out a loan from the bank, a mortgage, or even a business loan, but they are makbid on personal liability, then that will be also midaraisa, Rav Moshe. The whole that is going into the bank, going into them,
he owes that to the...
Oh, Rav Scheinberg, yeah, yesh ladim is there. I'd rather not... Yeah, I'd rather not, whatever.
Isn't the bank paying the FDIC for this?
I don't know if they're paying. It's mandated. I don't know how the setup is. It could be, like a sort of tax or pool, like a security pool. It could be like the bituach lami, bituach. It's called bituach chaylam, I think. Bituach chaylam in Eretz Yisrael now. It's like there's a tax and then there's a thing. So in order to be open to engage in business as a bank, you have to pay this tax, and then I don't know how it's structured. I shouldn't really say.
If somebody lends an individual, but it's only secured by property.
But he's personally achray?
He's not personally achray. He can't pay. I can take that property.
But let's say there's no property and he can't pay, but the next day, what?
Somebody has a house, $300,000, somebody lends them $200,000, but the whole security is only the house, not more.
If the house blows up, but the guy is a millionaire, does he have to pay you back? No? It's only on the house? So according to Ramesh, I'm not sure that that's motto.
I'm sure I say in New York, the law is on a mortgage, if somebody defaults on the mortgage, the bank can only go after the house.
I can't go after the person at all? I know, I just spoke with one of the Dayanim in New York, and they said they could, but there's a Seyd Hadvarim, how they do it. But they could go after them personally. But you told me again, I hear. But Ramesh writes in the Shuvah, just like when you learn to lend corporation, he said you could do it even without a corporation, make up with him. He has no Shiva to go, only Shiva and Nechasim. That's Ramesh is Eitah. But even all the guys are Nechasim. As long as he doesn't have, there's no Shiva to go. Yeah, there are people today would like to stretch it. I'm not convinced about that. That's a whole new type of a tukana. Whatever, I'd rather not get into it. We're going to run out of time here. But basically is, one more question.
The fact that a certain bank
the Tavis loans go in. Without any demand. Does it make a difference? Because the CD, this is a month, that's what I'm interested in. Of like in two years, but when you do a deposit, like I know you said the deposit is a hafo and stuff, I can put it when I want, I take it out.
Show up, I gave hafo and it rated every day you, if I give you hafo, forget a bank, I give you hafo, I don't know when I'm going to need the money, I might need the money back tonight, I might need the money back in 7 years from now, but every day that the money is sitting by you, you have to pay me back another dollar of ribbit. That's half of the river. It's a risk season.
Oh,
no, no. It's one big half of the river. It's season. Every day, all from that initial ketitza. Now, this mashak, even though the mashal, let's say, like one side, you have the shak, that if you makabal, even a chayit gneva aveda that makes a mutter makat chinah, he's not same on any god that says it's awesome with the rabban because he goes with the other two reasons. But you should know that whole halacha altogether. The left after is the halacha. The going over there argues with the Rama, brings right from Yishayim. They says he doesn't see the right from the Trumas Adashin. And he argues and he holds that even if you makabel achayis agneva vadeidi, even on that very same money, and even if you say halachin schiris, nevertheless, it's still also midrabanan. So lemaisa, you're going to end up with this midrabanan no matter what. Our chilukim was chilukim between our halacha and the Rama over there. Why didn't Rama argue over here? So it's like a theory in the Rama. So then we need a three tirutzim. But la halacha, you already have the going over there. That's machmeh. It's not so posh. You can be mekel like the Ramah and the Shach all together. But it just brings it out. What I really wanted to bring out is that you see it's not also midrash. It's only also midrabanan. Okay, let's move on. We're going to get back to these inyanim of insurance, which what was the ikar part of Sifyat Ches. When we get to Sifyat Ches, we'll see some chalukim here. All right, let's move on to Ramah. V'yesh matirin. I'm going to lend you 12 dinarim. The deal is the following. Go to the Yared, buy schar for yud beis dinarim. And when the goods get back to the malva, at that point the loiva has to buy them off the malva for 13. So I lent you 12. You're going to buy goods for me. Bring it back to my house. We're going to see whether who has to bring it back. It's going to come back to my house. At this place, I'm going to now sell it to you for 13. So, Lakoya, at the end of the day, I gave you 12 and you gave me back 13. So, Lakoya, it should be a problem. So, after Ramah, this case is Mata, Ovavad provided, the Malva should import it back from the Yerid to his house. And the Achrayis of the return trip has to be on the Malva. Came from a Chubis Rashi on his Adam, Yitzim Dishayel, and Rashi told him this had his mutter, provided that the Achrayis is on the Naisain, and he's going to bring it back. Now, just to take out on the Kuda, and so this is a Tumal. The Malva has to bring it back. He's a shlik to go buy something on behalf of the Malva, but the Malva is going to schlep it back to his hometown. Where is the loan here? Okay, good. The loan here is that right away, here's 12 dinarim, spend it for 3 months, do what you want with it, but you should know, at the end of the 3 months, I want you to buy schir from the Yerid for 12, and bring it back to my house. My house is really worth more. My house is b'makom hayoyka. Bring it back to my town, and I'll actually bring it back. But in my town, when it's worth more, I'm already going to sell it to you for 13. So in my town, it's like worth 13. It's even worth 14 in my town. So I'm selling to you maybe, if you want, at a discount in my town. But over there, it was only worth 12. That's the deal. That's how I structured. I'm not going. I want to make money. I'm not doing this to. I'm not in charge of the gemach. I'm lending you money to make money. The only way I can make money is if we have this deal. You're going to bring it back to my house, and in my house, I'm going to sell it to you for 13.
The loiva can sell it to somebody else. Why can the loiva just bring it back with the malva in the kavalah price in
there? Okay, we're going to discuss. It's a good question, a very good question. But let's first understand what's going on here. So if you look at the taz is a problem that loshen of the ramav yesh matin sounds like he's arguing on the Mechaba, and the Shach and everyone in La Halacha say it's two separate cases. There's nothing to do with Mechaba's case. Mechaba's case was Mechaba L'Achrayis, like on the boat, something Zaytik. Here, there is a lumdus to it. And if you look at the Taz, towards the end of Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, he says, "Venerally Pasha Shagamma Rivar Shemayde Bezer," in our case, in the Ramah, "the Kan Ein Shem Hava, Elamecha Gama." Why? "Shamal V'Zeich Hashem Bahis Chayra." He's zeich in the sky over there when it was worth only 12, so it was 12 for 12. Uvavayoi lebeisai min ayirid, when he brings it back, choyze omarkolai, then when it comes back to my house, to Lakewood, when it's worth here more, then I'm going to sell it to him for 13. So basically, I lent him 12. He paid me back 12 because he bought something for me, 12, by the Yerid. And at the, when he gave me that item in the Yerid, he started giving me back an item worth 12. So now the Halva is shelved. We finished with the Halva. I'm schlepping it back to my town, and then I'm going to sell it to him for 13. And it's a good deal for 13, because really now a place is even worth maybe even 14. So I'm not overcharging him. It's not like I'm getting a place ribbis mucheres because I'm overcharging him on a chayfet or that might even be ribbis ksus that we discussed once. That, I'm not doing that. By our town, the taka worth more than 13. And I'm selling to him here for more. So l'chayr, you have to know what the chiddush b'chal is. L'chayr, what happened here? I gave him a halva and he came, paid me back.
I'm
chayv him to buy it, don't I? Mechayv him to buy it, but the din that he has to buy it is a fair deal. He's get, over here it's worth more than 13, so mechayv him to buy for a fair price. So what could be possibly the problem? And Moshe asks, why Bechlal do you need the Malva to have to import it back? So God is not bother why you need the Malva to import it back. L'chayr, this should be like our halacha we learned last week, that all you need to do is be mekabel achrayus on the way back. Hanoi that we discussed last week, because we're talking about Tzchir and the Tzchir Bizmanoi of the Ramad didn't pass. Good. So, but I'll pay you for the Tircha, and I'll keep Achrayis like that. What could be wrong? Why do I have to bring it back? And they try to much, and maybe over here it looks.
Correct.
But why it seems so, you want to say it's Lav Dafka, and the only reason why the Malva has to bring it back is because he's a cheapskate, he doesn't want to pay for the Tzchir Tircha. I hear, yeah, you could do that too. But it sounds from the Achronim want to be Medayik, it sounds from here, and they're Mesupik about it. That could be here, Bedafka the Malva has to take on the import. Bedafka has to take on the Tircha of bringing it back. And someone suggests maybe this type of circus here looks worse, because over there, because you're getting back the goods, here you're talking forcing them to buy back at 13. This looks a little worse. You have to know. The Kavizdat says on this Taz, on this Oifen, and I described the case to you, was that the Malva brought it back and then sold it to this Loivna. The Kavizdat says this is Pshit, you don't even need a Ramah for this. He doesn't see what's going on here. And therefore he says that the case really is, he argues with the Taz, the case really is slight difference in the Taz. And that is, I sold it to the guy over there by the Yerid. I lent him $12. I told him, here's the deal. Go buy something at Yerid for $12. Give it to me. When you give it to me, the halva is finished with. Then at the Yerid, I'm going to sell it to you for $13, payable when it comes back to my house. Payable when it gets to Lakewood, when in Lakewood it's worth a higher price. But you should know, already at the Yerid, the deal was a done deal, that you owe me $13. So now, l'chayr, the people, you should be jumping. L'chayr, the halacha is, b'makom that you muscle you do, if it's a shar kavua, you now let it charge more b'hakafa. We learned that at the beginning of the siman. So, but in the Yerid, this chayr is only worth $12. And I'm selling it, one sec, I'm selling it to the lokach at the Yerid for $13, payable at a later date. So it's something which is definitely worth only 12, payable at a later date for 13. So that should be that I was...
Going
to schlep it back here. Oh yeah, okay. And that's basically maybe what you were saying. But the Chavizdat says the reason why this is Mata is you see that alone wouldn't be Mata because you see you have to be Mekabel Achrayus as well, not just for the Tircha. I mean, Zvay says the price is more than just the Tircha of the schlepping. So the Chavizdat says the reason why this is Mata is because since the Malva was Mekabel Achrayus on the goods till he comes back to Lakewood, so it's as if the Mechira doesn't take place till Lakewood, because if it doesn't ever get back to Lakewood, there's no Mechira. Like it blows up on the way, you owe me nothing. So the Mechira only kicks in when it gets back to Lakewood. And in Lakewood, it's worth more than 13. It's worth at least 13. Oh, one second. In Lakewood, it's worth more than 13, or at least 13. So the Mechira, there's no problem. Actually, when the price goes down, as they check the Chavazaz, and a few of them to learn the price will go down when it gets back to Lakewood. Even on that side, it's still going to be Mota. Because going back in time, 3 days before when we were sitting at the Yerid, and I told you, I have goods in Lakewood, and Lakewood the price, I mean, not yet, but they're going to be in Lakewood, and it's as if I'm selling it to you in Lakewood, and those goods in Lakewood, in 3 days, Pasha should be worth more. So even if it's taka worth less in Lakewood at a later date, but you can't tell me the reason why I'm charging you more is because of Amtanis Mois. Because the deal doesn't go through till it gets back to Lakewood. So you don't see a Mexican Yerid. It's not a Shach Kavua. The whole Shach Kavua was at the Yerid. But when I'm telling you I'm delivering you the goods in Lakewood, and the sale is only going to be Nigmar in Lakewood, and in Lakewood, at the time of this Ketzitza, it's worth at least 13. And very, you're talking, when we get to Lakewood, it's still be worth that. So even if it goes down, we don't see the Mefarish, so to speak. We don't see the Amtanis Mois. The reason, we don't see the Aganata. The reason why I charge you more is not because of the Aganata. The reason I charge you more, because in Lakewood, the goods are worth more. So therefore, like the Chavez does, this case is Mutan. And that's what the Ramah really means to say. It's not a geisha because it's really not in Lakewood yet. He says the reason why it's mut is because the mechira didn't take place to Lakewood, and to quote his lashon is therefore the hasvah wasn't mafkil to Lakewood. Every time I charge you more on an item, it's because it, we view it as hasvah because the deal was done today. So now you owe me money ready for the goods today. So now the reason why you're paying me later because it's a hasvah. I'm extending you credit, so the hasvah is already today, and you're paying me at a later date this hasvah. With more money, instead of 12, 13, so that extra dollar is the ribbits on this halva that came machmas mekak. I sold you something, you owe me the money. It's like the Chavez does, vivite, the deal wasn't nigmar till it gets back to Lakewood. You don't owe me anything yet. You only owe it to me when it gets to Lakewood. At that second that I got to Lakewood, that's when the mechir is called, that's when the halva kicks in. Oh, but no problem. Then I'm allowed to sell to you then for 13, because in Lakewood it's like worth 13. So at that point, it was a fair deal. Now, even though at that point it might have gone down already in price and it's not a fair deal, but good, when we made the ketitza now, it, for that point, we don't see the aganat. It's not shumasa yedua because it's your talking is going to be worth 13 then. Is that worthwhile to pay more? And, I mean, why can't he just buy it here? If he had the money here, he would buy that same thing here for $12, right? So why is he buying it for $13 later on? Tarts is because he took his trap for cash. He doesn't have the money. He's going to pay it later on. So the chayit should be...
The price may go off.
Oh, he was taking that risk. Okay, so that's basically what the Chavez is trying to say, that risk could cover the price and makes it oishu masa yadua. Now, we had a halakha before, just to remind the ilam. If you go back to Sif Yud Dalet, the Ramah said a similar case, not exactly, but a similar case, where I'm making up with you a deal now that I'm going to sell you something now, payable at a later date. What is the later date? Whenever you physically take possession of the goods. The kinyan is done right now. And right now, let's say it's only worth 12. But I'm telling you, we're not going to lock in $12 price. We're going to lock in the price when you physically take possession. Whenever you pick up the goods from me, whatever the shares were then, that's when it is. And on that, the Ramah says, "In Moikoloi Belay Kitzra, Kigoin Shemakoloi Sheva Chavis, Vamalo Tishalem Likol Hachavis, Kimoishig Yasha Beisha Tika Kochavis, Ishari, Avagav Dakshav, Enu Shava Kokak, it's Tomota." And we explained there that the Avni Nez, the Shukunaka Rav explains, the reason why it's Mota is because even though in Halacha you made the Maisekin and you owe me the money already, but Beinei Ha'am, you don't owe me the money till you take possession of the goods. Till it's delivered, you don't owe me anything. So therefore, they look as if the deal is only first completed at the time you take possession, at the time of delivery. And if at the time of delivery that's the price, we don't see Amtanas Mois here. We don't see that I'm charging you more because of the Amtana. Now, the analog over there is Mutta, even if the Lokech takes on a Christ. The Rambam doesn't say it has to be the Moichah take on Akrayis. Akrayim say even if the Lokeach over there takes on Akrayis, that these goods, these Chaviyas blow up in the cellar, in the warehouse, that's it, the buyer is going to have to pay, tough luck. Still, it's Mutter because we don't see any overpaying. We don't see any price that he's paying more for the Aganata because it's a rightful time to pay. You pay at the time of delivery, and at that time, that's the price.
Can the price go down?
When? Good, very good. So here the Akronim, some Akronim ears, so why did the Chavez das? And he's touching up to Ramah. And means now, why did the Ramah say that this is only Mutah? If the Achrayis HaDerech is on the Malva, even if the Achrayis HaDerech should be on the Loiva, it should be Mutah for the same reason. The Loiva is only taking possession of these goods when it reaches Lakewood, and in Lakewood it's worth more. So what could be the problem? Why is the Rashi, the Rama, insisted that it has to be that the Chayes is on the Malcha. And I believe that the Teretz is like Rafal is saying, not 100%, but I believe that for the Chavis Das, that's what you have to say. Is that the Chavis Das was trying to say, like what Shlomi was bothered with, that the hetik here is, even when by the time it gets to Lager, it's worth less. So, Bishlam of the Ramah over there was, whatever it is at the time of delivery, that's the shot. I'm willing to pay that. So the time of delivery was worth 13, I'll pay you 13. If the time of delivery is worth 9, I pay you 9. So Dr. Ramah over there, we don't see any overpaying because we view the time to pay the time of delivery, and you're paying the right price for the time of delivery. But Shengen the Kavis, that's the thing, that this case is mutzo, even if later on it's going to go down in price. Right, Rashi was giving an eitzah what to do for these people who want to make money like this. What's the eitzah? He's giving an eitzah even if it goes down. The guy wants to be secure that he's making money here. So the eitzah is even if at a later date, even by the time it reaches Lakewood, by the time it's Magia, Lebeis, Shalom, Malfa, it's worth less, still it's muta. So if you're going to tell me you only have the achrayis on the lekeach, and the deal was already done in the Yerid, that's going to be a problem, because by the time it reaches Lakewood, and the deliveries in Lakewood is only worth 9, that's going to smell. Why am I paying you 13? Zokta Chavis Das, but if the Achrayis remains on the Malva, then we view that the whole sale didn't take place till then, and the whole Halva, what he calls it, from the sale, the whole extending credit of the sale first takes place then. So Memele is fine. Then it might be worth less, big deal. At that point it's worth less, but at the time of the Mechira, big deal. Are you going to tell me now I was cut such a price? Now I was cut such a price because it was taka worth more, it was worth 13 then, it might go up, might go down. We don't see it's machmas da hamtana. As B, we see that the sale took place then. I mean, as long as the malva maintains the achrayis, we see first the sale taking place later on. But if the sale should take place now because the labor was makabal achrayis, then the kavizaz wouldn't be matter if later down it went to 9. But in a chanami, if it went, it stayed at 13 later on, and a chanami, but the kavizaz would be matter even if the malva doesn't take on the achrayis, just like we had before in the Ramah. Maybe. All right.
If the labor brought it,
if the lawyer brought it back for some reason, it sounds like there's a problem. Only on matter this case, if the mother actually did the physical transporting the goods. Sorry? Even with the chayes and everything. Correct. All right. Let's move on to Sif Yud Tes. Law says, Dr. Rivosh, this is the second half of Sif Yud Tes in terms of a chayes. This type of insurance policy is the typical case like we do it. Law says, Chof Lichin, I want to pay an insurance company, Chof Lichin, Lemisha Yavtiach, Kuf, Sheyesh Labisfina. I have 100 litrin worth of goods on the Sina. I can't absorb such a risk, take such a risk. I pay an insurance company. Here's 20 litrin. If anything happens to the goods, you're achroi. That's mutter. Now, l'chayra, in the event something happens to the goods, this should be ribbon. I gave you $20, and a week later, when the goods go under, you're giving me back $100. I gave you 20, you could already spend it right now. I pay the premium on the first of the month. You spend it right now, it's a halvah to the company, so to speak. And he's paying me back later on money of $100. See, Elamai can tell me that the Svina might not go under, and then I'll lose my $20 I gave. And good. I can't lend you money, then on the one, if it rains tomorrow, you have to give me ribbis. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, you don't have to give me ribbis. That's tzadaka beribbis. It's awesome. So here too, I'm giving you $20. On the tzad that the boat goes on, you have to give me $100 back. And on the tzad that doesn't go under, you keep the $20, you don't have to give me back. When the tzad that goes under, why are you giving back $100?
The $20 back.
You're giving me more, the 20 plus another 80. You're not giving me chvetim. It's not like I'm buying an item. Every insurance, you're having a payout with money. So I'm giving you $20 and you're giving me back $100. Why isn't that ribbis?
You're not giving back anything.
You're not giving back anything. On the case something goes wrong, you're giving back $100.
But if it does,
isn't that's what you're doing? You get yesh b'kam
l'tayim
mana.
In return for that money,
if you're paying for something, you're paying.
In other words, say you're doing something. So you see the difference double.
Okay, so basically, what the Olam is suggesting that this is not a halva in the luft. What I'm doing really is that I'm buying something. It's not tangible, but I'm buying a chayis. I'm paying $20 on a chayfet called a chayis. I'm buying the achrayis from the insurance company, which is cost $20. Now, once I have that achrayis, and you want your mechuyev, mishubet, to pay me just in case the cargo goes. So if you pay me, you're paying me because of the achrayis that I generated from this premium. But I'm buying right now a chayfet called achrayis. Just like I could buy apples, and I could buy pears, and I could buy a pardesa, I could buy anything. I'm buying, and it's carved in the sky, but carved in the sky. It might go up, might go down, the boat might go under, the boat might not go under. So I'm buying something. And we know, when you have a mekach, or memkar, if it's carved in the sky, we say that's mutter. By havah, that's tarech abiribis, it's awesome. So if you, normally, in order to establish a mekach, it's because I give money, and you give me back a chevet. That makes mekach. Money for money, chevetz for chevetz, we always said that's halva. Money for chevetz is a mekach. So they give you money on a chevetz, mashizi chovetz, or these case of padesis, these are where the dynamics are. If it's karv lezeh lezeh, then it's going to be mutter. But shekin here, it's a big chiddush. I'm giving you money, and you're giving me back money. That stinks. That's halva. Teretz says, no, it's not considered a halva. I am buying a chevetz called a chreis. Now look in the Taz, really you have to know. So what's the chilek then between Sifyut Ches and Sifyut Tez? Why Sifyut Ches is this also the inverted way of getting an insurance policy? Because over there, the insurance policy gave the halva to the policyholder, gave it to the bala goods of the Svina. So there, it's a loan there. He's not buying anything. Right? He's the one who's taking on the crisis big, just in case the goods go under. So there, the insurance company is the malva. So there, he's not buying anything. So in the case the goods go under, all right, I lost my money. But if it doesn't go under, and you're going to give me back 24, that's a regular money for money, and that's halva, and that's going to be awesome. Mashenkin over here, you could say, I'm buying something. I'm buying your achrayis. So if you look in the Taz of Katan Amid Beis, he brings down the Rivash, but he gives it, but Shemais and Tam, he gives us why we look at it like that. He says, "Ain't there nekshav in the middle? Ain't there nekshav like domus mois? The noisin lechaf lichin b'shvil sheitin laankakak meir lichin. Sheyidua shein noisin loimeir lichin b'shvil like domus chaf lichin." Everyone knows that this is like even more extreme than loan sharking. It's not 20 for 100. So that makes it clear to us that it can't be a halva. This structure is not makas halva. Now, once we know it's not makas halva, so what is it? So it's only the reason why I'm giving you the 20 is because of the hefset. So the second you are makabla chayit, the second I buy this insurance, right then and there, the $20 is yours for keeps. You, the insurance company keeps its money. It's not halva to them. I can't get that money back. It's theirs for keeps. It's theirs. It's finished. Trust, if later on something happens to the boat, then they owe me a chayis. But he says, the reason why he teaches up the structure is because it's clear that it's not machmas halva, because everyone knows you're not going to pay 100 for 20. That's outrageous. So clearly it must be structured that the 20 is for a chayis called an insurance policy, and now you're paying me back just in the event something goes on under. But the $20, the base may even says in a similar case, that the $20 is not our vote. That $20 is yours, the insurance company, to keep, no matter what. If let's say I gave the $20 to the insurance company and then I change my mind, I can't get that $20 back. That $20 is finished. Maybe I can break my policy in the middle, so they'll prorate it. Good, but whatever transpired already, whatever went on, that insurance, that's it. You deduct. That money is gone. I can't get that money back. Once I can't get that money back, it's not halva. In order to have halva with ribis, the Rashba says that it has to accumulate over time. But if a one-time knas, the Rashba says that that's not considered halva but ribis, and that's mutter. And we pass in, Rashba himself says that if it's machmas mois, it's a regular halva, even a one-time knas is also maybe midrabana, but it's also. But if it's, let's say, schiris, if it's derek mekach or memko, one time kenas is mutter, and that's the makor for everyone who does. When you rent out something, you rent a house, and you say, if you don't pay me by the 7th of the month, you're going to get hit with a $50 kenas. Why isn't that ribis? The reason why it's not ribis is because it's a one time kenas, machmas mekach. But that lumdus he throws in as well, that it's a one time kenas, so that's fine. Mashenkein, he says, interesting, if you look in the Rivash, then in the case of Sifyut Ches, that's not considered a one time kenas. That if the boat comes back to shore, you have to pay me 24. He says, because every mile, every step that the boat gets closer to the shore, slowly the odds are increasing in the favor of the malva. So slowly he sees his $20 accruing to 24. Big chiddush. But he sees it slowly, even though you can't be half pregnant. It's either nothing or everything, 24, depending if the boat eventually makes it. But every mile that the boat gets closer to home, he sees the odds are going down, and he sees the $20 now worth 21 and 22 and 23. So Mamele, he says that that's not considered one time knas, and therefore that's also.
That's what mice anyway.
It's mice anyway. Here too is mice anyway. We're just using it as a sniff. You have to know why But at least the pshat why this is muta is because they view it as a mekach. There's a chefetz called achrayis. Such once you have that chefetz called achrayis insurance, so the mele has all the hagdaras of mekach and skarv lezel lezen if it's muta.
If you see it growing, it's the same thing as insurance policy because the etzim it's a time related issue. That's chayra. Because it's chayra for 6 months. The boat is on the water 6 months. If it's three, I don't pay half as much.
Right. No, but in your test, it's the other way around. The guy is giving $20 to the company.
20 to 24.
No, but it's the other way around. If the boat makes it back to the shore, he gets nothing back in return. So the only way that the malva, so to speak, the insurance policy holder, the balabot, will get paid is if the boat goes under. Every step of the way the boat gets closer to the shore, it's getting further away from going under. So it's fakir. The only reason why you get the payout is that one time knas when the boat goes under. So that's why it's going to be mota. So
the boy is that you're at least going to get back your original capital.
At least you don't have to. You have tzadech beribis even on the tzad that you might even lose karen. It's still going to be also tzadech beribis. But here there's a new mussar. You can create a mechir on loft on insurance. You bought insurance. There's nothing. But
why can't you say that? When you're borrowing money, you're paying for a chayf, it's called money.
You're buying a chayf?
No,
the sheep of the chayf, that's what the Torah asks. But here, you're buying insurance which is not pegged to the chayf, it's something zaitik, which is worth it. That's the derek, so therefore it's one more question.
When you say korv was there, korv was there, does that have to be exactly even?
No, but something reasonable. Hey, this is not true.
Obviously, it's not even.
No, they have to do a little bit more to make money. Yeah, but that's the shtega. That's normal how to sell that square. Now, once we're on this topic, let me just develop this a little bit. So let's go through every type of insurance. You have insurance of, in this case, a transportation. Very good. You insured your shipment. You go to UPS. You pay an extra dollar for insurance. That's fine. Then you have health insurance, same thing. I give out, face $1,000 a month, whatever it is, and they're going to pay back. Now, chulila, if the family needs more in payouts that year, they're going to get more. If they need less, they get less. Same problem, of course, should be a ribbis problem, same periods, is that it's not a problem because you're buying what we call insurance. Good. And the same thing, let's say, with maybe you could say the same pashas. You could say the same thing is with, certainly you could say the same thing with car insurance, same thing, just in case the car gets into an accident. It's a one-time knack. But we could stretch and go even to life insurance.
Two different types of life insurance. One is a problem, according to this, because there's one you can take money out.
Annuities, like type of thing, whatever. Yeah, it grows with you. But let's take term insurance, term life insurance, really death insurance. It's not life insurance, it's death insurance. You only get paid if the guy dies. Right, we don't call fire insurance, not fire insurance. Fire insurance in case of fire. Life insurance in case the guy dies. It's called death insurance. But they tried that; it never sold. So they changed and they called it life insurance. So true. In the 1916, whatever that happened, someone came up with Chokmah. Let's package it as life insurance. Now all of a sudden, everyone's buying it. Okay, good. So you buy death insurance. It's a one-time payout if the guy dies. Right. So the death insurance. Now, the same thing. It's not growing. It's that one time when and if. Although we sort of know that we all belong to that club of people who end up dying, so we know that this is going to eventually happen, but we don't know when, so maybe we could stretch it that it's for the insurance Shabbat. It's a little more difficult, because then we know for sure it's going to happen. And at that... if you have term insurance. Good, but if you have... Okay, good. Full life. What is it called? Full life?
Whole life.
If you have whole life, so then we could start discussing different issues, but maybe your payouts over the year... for the next 60 years will be more than they'll pay you back. But it usually doesn't happen like that. At the end of the day, when the person dies, he's going to get back more than he gave the company. Okay, but if I lend somebody money, I say, don't pay me back, pay somebody else back. That's ribbis ksutso. I mean, dinar is good. So you have to know if you could stretch it to life insurance. But let's try to... before I get to the next type of insurance, what happens if... typical thing, the insurance you always see, that if you pay up front, it's one rate, but if you pay semi-annually, pay quarterly, we're going to have a larger rate. There's a $4 fee for secretarial work, and then some they pad on a little bit more. Clearly, this is like a Hamtonis Mois type of a setup. So we know till now that whenever you structure two different sharim, I'm selling you a gemara, it's $10 now or $12 if you pay me later, that's going to be a problem. So the Chorinim say that maybe this should be the same problem. It's no problem to pay up front in full, but the problem is if you pay later on quarterly, and every time you paying a little more than you were supposed to had you paid initially, that should be the same problem of two different structures. There is a svara to say maybe not, and that is that there's a halacha by schiris, where by schiris, that's the exception to the rule, by schiris you are allowed to have a double structure. Pay me at the beginning of the month, at the end of the month. And the svara is because ein schiris mishtalem, it's a little bit like when you finish getting the hishtamshes. So some achrenim want to say, and therefore you're allowed to have this dual structure. Either way is the shas hamechira. There's no delayed payment ever. We don't see a halva being extended. So there's no credit ever. So they want to say that by the insurance company it's the same thing, that if you pay at the beginning, that's the mechir done, and if you pay at the end, that's when you got the full damages of the insurance. So therefore they want to say maybe has that had to. It's a big stretch, but maybe. I'd rather think that at least if they structure it like this, because anyway, even when they do quarterly, they don't tell you pay at the end. They pay at the beginning of each quarter, beginning of semi-annually. They always want the money at the beginning. They're not waiting to the end. So then we could term it like this. You want to buy a full 12-month policy, so we'll pay you up front. This is the price. You want to have 2 6-month policies, well, the first 6 months is going to be that. If you'd like later on to buy another 6-month policy, I'm going to charge you a different price. That's something else. So it could be maybe that's how it's structured. If not, we could structure it like that we're buying it piecemeal, and therefore we don't see one mechir with two different prices. I gave you a choice. Either buy one mechir 12 months, or you buy 4 different mechirs of 3 months apiece. Now, once we're on the topic of insurance, such as Ferais, with a different form of insurance, which is not Pashat at all, and doesn't have Pashat Ziz Hater, and that is that there's something called, I think it's long-term, but what is it, health, just in case Nebuchadnezzar, the person...
Long-term health care.
So we're paying odds. They're hoping that the guy Nebuchadnezzar died yesterday, and you're hoping you're going to live a long time, right? So basically, you're paying someone to daven that you're going to die young. That's long-term health care.
It's for
your needs when you grow older, nursing home or whatever it is. Right, so they're hoping that the guy will die yesterday. So they pass it, they don't have their Christ. And this guy's hoping he'll live a long life and should eventually need this care because he would like to live to a ripe old age of 120. So you're paying somebody, the Dibre Chaim says, his catch, why in his days, why he said that paying for death insurance, life insurance is fine. Forget, he said that you're paying people to be mispalel that you should live long. That's because they hope they're going to live. This is faket. You're paying people to be mispalel that you should die young. So that's the case. Or remain healthy. You're right. Either die young or remain healthy till the last second. Right. Okay, you're right. You ask them which way they want to daven for. They're davening for both.
You're mispalel that an insurance company should make a lot of money.
They should never have to pay out.
Yeah, but that's
not... You get both policies from the same company. Then they have to be with followers. You stay healthy for 120.
Okay, good. Excellent, good. Okay, so now, given that the case, this is not partial at all. What am I doing? I'm giving out, let's say, $1,000 now to have a payout, or you can have sometimes annuities that they pay a set rate every month, like a Social Security benefit. I pay out over my working life X amount of dollars to be guaranteed from 65 and older a set $500 a month, whatever it is. Now, it's a gamble. If the guy dies at 70, he lost money. If the guy dies at 90, he made money. So on the side that he lives long and is going to be getting back from the Social Security fund or getting back from the insurance company more than he gave them, that should be the same problem of ribbis. And here, you don't have the svara. Let's go one by one. Let's take the second svara. It's a one-time knas. It's not a one-time knas. It's accruing every single month. I gave you $1,000 up front. Every month I want, now I may have asked him $1. So if you keep the $1,000 for 1 month, it's $1. If you keep the $1,000 for 10,000 months, you owe me $10,000. So you certainly don't have the heta of the reverse, the second heta of a one-time knas. And even the first heta, one could argue, his whole heta was that we structured, you're buying an insurance. Now, why was he forced to say that you're buying the chavis called insurance, which doesn't exist? He created a new chavis called insurance. Why? He said, because it's ein minas, ein, what's his lashon? She yadu, she ain't nice in like mea lichen, b'shvel akdam is chav lichen. Everyone knows 20 is not 100. It's loan sharking. Over a period of 2 months, I'm going to go from 20 to 100. It's clearly not machmas dahava. Machenkin over here, it's very yitach, and if you look at the rates, faket, most of the time, grada, statistically, you're going to even get back more than you gave them. The reason why they do it is because they have your money now where they can invest and make 6%, 10% a year, and they're going to outperform their payments to you. So statistically, if you want to know, do they pay out more than they receive? They definitely pay out more than they receive. But they even receive, they reap profits of those money that they receive more than they pay out. So that's where they're in the investing game. These insurance companies are heavily invested. That's how they make their money. So yes, they're doing it because they plan on making money, but you know, or it's yitachein, that you're going to get more money than you give them, and it's a very reasonable deal. It's not that it's a dove muzar that you're giving 20 and getting back 100. So you don't have that hochach anymore of the rivash that we know if you do it, it's not machmas davar, and therefore with toilets, it's machmas insurance. You don't have that hochach anymore. So if you lost the second svar of the rivash and you lost the hochach, so now you might not even have the first svar of the rivash, so this should be asa. And this, one second, and this case is very discussed in the Piskei Tshuva. It's a Marit, it's a Knesset HaGdolah, it's a Sheilas Yaiv, it's a Beis Meir. It's in Kuf Samech, Sif Kahn Hei, in the Piskei Tshuva. Discussed that L'chay, you don't have these Svaris anymore. So L'chay, it should be Asa. And the Sheilas Yaiv says the Taki is Asa. He says maybe it's Asa only with Rabbanan, but it's Asa. But everyone else, and the Dibri Goyim says, the Achra, Pukhaz Imam Adabah, they hold that this is Mutah, is that the Achra is that even though we don't have the Achacha anymore of the Rivash, but the same Svar of the Rivash, that you're buying a Chafetz called insurance, long-term healthcare insurance, whatever, you're buying a Chafetz, and therefore it's Mutah. You're not giving them, even though we know the only reason why they're doing it is Machas Tavah, that's where they stand to profit. But you're buying, what you're doing is, I'll get to one second, you're buying a product called insurance, and therefore he wants to say that it's mutter, and the base major is massive. The achok, even if you don't have the achok of the revoke, you have a new achok. If the second you bought the insurance, you want the money back, jump in the leg. We're not giving you the money back. They can't pay you the money back, and you can't get the money back. So it's not a typical avar. It's a chavitz you bought, and we have to see how the chavitz materializes, how it's realized. Will the guy live long and need health care, or will he not live long? And therefore, it's the same type of sorrow. But this already is not part. This already is a machlokes. Give me the structure. What's the case?
Structure is, once past the age of
65,
I get $100 a month.
So that's going to be the same type of a problem. It's like a social security. It's the same type of problem.
Is there any kabbalah achrayus over here? Is there any sale of achrayus, or is it?
Yeah, I'm buying that insurance. That is, I'm buying that insurance that I live longer. And I'm going to need food. I'm going to need
healthcare. Is totally on something happening.
Right, even that. But I need to live on. So I need money to live on. So I'm buying.
I hear. I'm going to keep on giving you money.
So that might be a little worse, but that was a similar case that the Piskei Tshuva was talking about, that he gave money to a...
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.